A spokesman for the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications of the PRK answered questions raised by the Korean Central News Agency on the 18th concerning that the rat like Lee Myung-bak and his group, most vicious traitors to the nation, are making last-ditch efforts without discarding their corrupt habit of confrontation with fellow countrymen, even though their days are numbered. The spokesman said, the South Korean traitors are recently performing another conspiratorial farce and charade of slandering the PRK again over examining the damage done. According to what was officially announced by the chairman of the Committee for Broadcasting and Communications and other politicians and media of South Korea, the whole of South Korea was in confusion due to an unprecedented adjournment for 16 days from April 28th to mid-May that damaged more than 670 planes and over 110 warships of different types. Because of the jamming synchronizing with the fuss about the madhouse disease, the sky, ground, and sea of South Korea are in a chaos. The question is that the stupefied South Korean traitors could not say a word for a time and belatedly have come to their senses and are facing a conspiratorial farce and charade slandering the PRK. At first, it was said the jamming signal seemed to be transmitted from the north, and then negated it by themselves, saying it had not been scientifically confirmed, as if they were afraid of something. After a time, they said again that the jamming signal was clearly coming from Kaesong. They are now circulating allegations, even in without, that the north is using mounted GPS jamming device recently imported from Russia, and these days had stopped jamming under the influence of China, requested by traitor Lee Myung-bak. Generally, the South Korean traitors are revealing once again their inborn bad habit of slandering others in a deep their fame. We do not consider their despicable backbiting unusual. The South Korean traitors talk about the coming of the North is nothing but the last kick to escape even a little from the heavy punishment of the unpardonable treason. What is clear is that no matter how often the South Korean traitors circulate allegations on acts of the North and relations to the North alternatively, after all, they turn out to be conspiratorial farce and charade for confrontation with fellow countrymen. The South Korean traitors should apologize to the whole nation and the world and kill themselves. This is the only way for them to go now. They should bear in mind the greater misfortune and pressure will always be imposed on those engrossed in wrongdoing, the serpent threats.